Checking the mics. We're checking one of the mics. It's all alone. It's so sad. So alone in the mic check. Armando's doing something. Said he's getting water. He's been gone for about 2 hours. Oh, hello, Armando.
Oh, hi.
Hi, hello there.
Oh, hi.
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 So I like say, oh, hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
No, say it as Tommy Wiseau.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Yes. No one. I guess that's how we're going to greet each other on the show. Oh, hi, Armando.
Oh, hi, Mike.
That's fun to me. We're just checking the sound because we got to check the sound. Making sure that shit's working before we twerk it. We got to make sure it's working before we twerking. And I know what you're saying. What's the difference between working and twerking? Armando, explain.
Well, a work is when you
you go to a job, you punch in, you punch out, you get a paycheck. Yes. Twerking is twerking. When you dance sexily with your ass, your booty.
With your ass.
Your fat.
It requires a rather large posterior.
Your lovely lady lumps, if you have them. Or your man lumps. I've seen men twerk before. And it's gross to me. But it's, you know, if you're into that, go for it.
Yep.
But that's the difference. I'm sorry I jumped all over that. But
Don't let us stop you.
I figured you needed a little assistance because I was at work while there was a twerk off once.
Oh, nice.
I'm not even kidding you. At my job. At one of my more recent jobs, I was working one night. And I was working when there was a twerk off. So I was working at a twerk off. It was awesome.
Lucky bastard.
And then later on, we had a jerk off. Hey.
Hey.
Dutch Rudder style. Sorry.
I don't know what that is.
Do people know it? Oh, the people out there that know what that means, they're like, gross, ghost. See, that's why we do the sound check, because we had a little audio ditty there.
Check levels.
Going low on that one.
Checking
the level.
Check oil. Check engine light.
Sorry. Oh, we already did that. We already did Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah.
We did a pretty good version of it, too, I have to say. For being like a random ass fucking Carmen Sandiego rock a cappella. It wasn't bad.
How about Tiny Tiptoe through the window?
No, it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. It just sounds like two dogs that are crying because their mommy left. they're human mommy or whatever. I don't know. When dogs bark when the owners leave. It's like little tiny ones. Like little tiny. What are those little tiny puffy ones? Little white puffy ones. I hate them.
I don't know.
I hate
little
them.
Little yappies. Oh, tiny.
Fuck them.
Oh, Pomeranians?
I don't know, but I don't like them. They sound like that, but we just sounded like. AKA today's McGillicuddy up in your fucking bitch ass face. Stupid motherfuckers.
Deal.
I'm just trying to get all that shit out of the way before we go on YouTube. And I say before we go on YouTube, before we record video for YouTube, I'm trying to get all my really nasty, shitty fucking words out. Cunt. Sorry. Just over and over again for like an hour. Cunt. All right, there. Ready to go.
Hey.
Hey, everybody. I'm ready to go. I got it all out of my system. It's three times. It's like Beetlejuice. Careful, though.
So if you say it three times.
Dude, Michael Keaton will show up. That would be amazing. Dude, Beetlejuice. Oh, fuck, man. There's no Keaton.
No
this
Keaton.
This is bullshit. Mm-mm. I want my money back. I don't know. Did I spend any money for that? What other names can you not say? Oh, Candyman. You can't say his name three times or else.
It was five times.
Oh, is it five? Leave in the comments below if Candyman is three or five times
and
in the sound check.
Don't you have to do it in front of a dark bathroom mirror or something?
Yeah, it's a dark bathroom mirror. It's like a can't. It's like Bloody Mary. Mm. That's three times, right?
Yeah,
I know that one's three times, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Bloody Mary, bloody. Yeah. I can't do it.
I never. Yeah.
It's like that South Park episode. They did Biggie Smalls. They're like, yo, what the fuck, man? And be like, oh, shit, it's Biggie. Run. He's got a gun. Start shooting everyone. That was awesome. I wish that were true, because then he could come back and he could like rock out with like Hologram Tupac and they could finally make up. Hologram Tupac and Ghost Biggie. That's a fucking movie, dude. The soul of Tupac gets trapped in a hologram and only Ghost Biggie can save. Oh my God. We've got the greatest meta most offensive movie ever.
Right. Will it ever get made?
Never, ever will get made. And if it ever does, it should be animated. And it should be like the best quality animation. I'd say CGI all the way through.
Yes.
Tell me a story.
Well, there once was a boy.
Yes, go on.
Who had a toy.
What sort of toy did the boy have?
Oh, he had a toy named Roy.
Roy? The boy with the toy named Roy?
Roy, yes.
Oh, what a joy.
It's a
for being coy.
Oh. So the boy with the toy named Roy.
Yes.
Went down to
You're fucking it up already, aren't you?
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck nuts.
Fuck nuts. Go on.
Fuck nuts. They're very good for you. They're a healthy product that I that I made myself. I grew myself. I call them fuck nuts.
Where do they come from?
They come from deer testicles.
Go on.
Well, deers are known to quite have quite an active sexual drive, and they fuck a lot. So once the deer reaches a preset limit on the amount of times they fucked,
okay,
then we chop off their nuts.
Yep.
And then that goodness goes into every can of fuck nuts.
You look, man, you sold me. Well, as soon as you said we chop off deer nuts, I was like, so I want three cans.
Yeah.
Just three.
Yeah.
Two for me, one for the kid. One for my kid.
It's good for the whole family.
Hell yeah. Deer nuts. Not brought to you by D's Nuts. Oh, was that just a big old D's Nuts joke? Yeah. Hi there, people. This is your captain speaking. We're just letting you know, if you look out the left side of the plane, you'll see Toledo. Toledo is outside the left side of the plane. If you look out the right side, you'll see that engine number 2 on the wing is on fire. And we need to go for an emergency landing in Toledo. So get ready for that view on the left.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
because we're coming in for a landing.
Fuck. I never wanted to go back to Toledo. Fuck.
This just in from air traffic control. It turns out we're going to be stuck in Toledo for about a month. About 2 months, it seems like. Maybe 6 even. It looks like there's no flights leaving Toledo due to a random national ban. So just relax, kick back, and we'll have you in Toledo in
I can't breathe.
25 minutes.
I can't breathe.
So. And then
Toledo.
We'll wake you folks up when we get there.
A month.
6 months. 6 months in
six
Toledo.
6 months.
Just
how does he know all this?
Just randomly reminding you people about that. Just randomly, I just felt like, in case any of you might have been concerned, I know no one can hear me. I'm just saying, in case someone randomly might have been worried, like it was a month only. No, it's 6. It is 6 months. You're stuck in Toledo.
What a shitty place.
So,
what a shithole.
Get ready for 6 months of life in Toledo.
My family's there.
Good time to reconnect with the folks. 6 months in Toledo, if they live there. Now, again, this isn't anyone specific. Again, this is your captain speaking.
They should have died, but they didn't.
What?
My family's old.
Just checking the sound. Everyone making sure the sound is checked.
Mm-hmm.
How's it going, man?
It's going all right,
well,
dude.
Hell yeah, man. What's up, guys? Mike and Armando here.
Hey.
It's so hard to go back to normal after that weirdness. What the fuck, man? That was so random, and I guess we were just doing a scene there about some bullshit flight. I don't know what the hell's going on there, but we'll have to check back in with those guys later on, see what that guy's up to. I'm curious now. I'm curious what's going on
Toledo.
On this flight in Toledo. Yeah, why 6 months? What's going on? I don't know. We tune in next week. I'm sure we'll have that lined up. But don't forget, follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like that Facebook page. We got YouTube channel, Simmer Mike, all caps, Simmer Mike, like we're shouting at you.
Yes.
It's all free. We don't make any goddamn money off of it. You fucking bastards. Please just send any donations you want or can. Honestly, you can do that on our website, yotina.podomatic.com. Again, did I say that before? I'll say it again, yotina.podomatic.com. There's a PayPal button. Whatever you send to us, half of that goes to the Ovarian Cancer Research Fund. They're awesome. They're amazing. Go check them out, theocrf.com or theocrf.org. Or you can just Google them. You can just send the money straight to those guys. And it's, you know, and then you feel better about yourself. We feel better about ourselves. It's like guilt-free laughs. It's like, you know, it's a great thing to do in general. So support them. Now back to the tomfoolery and fuckery that is this show. Armando, it is time to now do a check-in. It's time to cut to that check-in song. Doot, 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 boo, doot, doot. Mike and Armando, what are they up to? I don't know. We're checking in. All right, that was, again, I went from loving them to hating them to loving them. Now I think I'm hating them again.
All right.
I think I'm hating the intros and outros again.
All right.
But I may end up loving it because I hate it after. This is going to be very meta for you people out there and for me later on. Because I'm thinking editing-wise. Holy shit. Right. Infinite regression. Infinite regression. The artist becomes the observer and the observed. Oh, God. Any shit. So how are you doing, man, after all that esoteric nonsense bullshit? How are you? What's your life like?
How you
feeling?
My life's pretty chill, I guess. You know, it's just like...
What else?
I'm eating healthy, you know? Like, I found a good place to get food and it's healthy, fresh food.
Armando's been going to an Amish market.
Amish market?
It's literally called the Amish market. And is it Amish?
Is
it really Amish or is they just say they're Amish?
I don't know. Maybe they beat the Amish up and take their stuff.
That's awesome if they do. And who are the Amish going to call? The cops? Right?
I don't know.
What would the cops do about that? Do the Amish have their own police? do they have delegates? Do they have their own lawyers?
Amish police. I'm sorry.
What? Oh, is it?
Like karma police.
Karma, yeah, nice. All right, I like it. I'll take it. Yeah, so you're eating healthy, doing good in the neighborhood?
Yeah, got a chin-up bar.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, how's that going?
Yeah, it's
scary,
good.
Isn't it?
I could do two.
I don't mean like the actual act of doing chin-ups and pull-ups. I mean like the actual like putting your weight on it.
Oh, yeah. Because
it's meant to just go on the frame.
Yeah, but the frame is a thick frame.
And you're like, oh, shit. Like, and it bends. And you're like, oh, God, is this going to break? But it's designed to do that.
It goes on crooked.
It's supposed to do, well, I think the door frame might be crooked. I don't know. It looks a little crooked to me just in general. Right. But, you know, if you want to work on either side, I guess you can just switch and you can work the left side a little bit more and then work the right side a little bit
more. Yeah,
just switch it up.
Symmetry.
Just switch on either end. It's good that it's removable.
Yeah.
You know? It sucks that it's a crooked door frame, but whatever. What the fuck ever. But anyway, it's scary because you think it's going to fall down. You're going to hit yourself in the head with it.
Right.
That's what I keep thinking is I'm going to go and try and do a chin-up or a pull-up and then it's going to hit me in the chin or on the head and then I'm going to fucking hit the ground and die. And hit my head and, yeah. Right? Like, do-do-do. Like, it hits my head. My head hits the ground, and then it hits my head again. Three hits. Three hits are going on there with the chin-up bar. That's why I'm like, I don't know if I want to get involved. I think it's just going to kick my ass more than judo ever did. Like, fucking chin-up bar beat the shit out of me, dude. But again, it's designed for that.
Yep.
So, but it's a weird feeling. It's like, you got to trust that it works.
Right.
You got to
right.
trust that it does what it says.
Well,
something you order on Amazon.
I don't completely trust it. I keep my,
I know, right?
I keep my foot under me just in case.
Man,
I need
if my
to...
wrist wasn't so fucked up, I'd be like, all right, well, let's give it a full gozy.
Yeah.
Full gozy runzy. And we'll see if we fall down and fucksy upsy.
I mean, like, I haven't seen that much, but not that much scaffolding, but it's just like, you know, I used to be able to find, you know, just scaffolding. You could just do pull-ups on scaffolding.
What do you mean scaffolding? Did you just like go steal scaffolding from some construction site and just be like, yeah, I'm just going to, hey, there's some scaffolding. I guess I got a pull-up bar now. Walk away with it. Wheel it off.
Wheel it off.
Hey, where are you going?
In my cart.
I'm just going to, what, this isn't free? I thought this shit was free. It's on the street.
Yeah.
Scaffolding?
Where do
you get a hold of scaffolding to put in your room?
Well, I'm saying
you must steal it from construction sites. Where are you getting scaffolding?
Hey, if you're outside.
What do you mean if you're outside? You mean you just go outside, walk around until you find scaffolding, and then do pull-ups?
Yeah.
Why don't you go to a gym? Actually, no, you solved the problem. You got a pull-up bar. So never mind. Problem solved.
Yeah, problem
now
solved.
Now I know why you're outside all the time.
I don't have to go outside.
Fucking run around just trying to find some scaffolding.
Now I don't have to go outside.
Why don't you go to a gym? Ah, fuck that. It's a membership fee bullshit. Fuck around.
Yeah.
Just buy a bar.
I don't like the gym membership. It. I don't like the crowds at the gym.
Fuck the bar. I won't even buy a bar. I'll just go find some scaffolding on the street.
I
do it like Steven Seagal does.
I hate having to wait for a machine. And
oh,
then,
yeah, at the gym?
Yeah.
That's a fucking nightmare. Yeah. The gym is a nightmare in general. Anyone who loves it's like, oh, I love going to the gym. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
The gym sucks. You got to go, but it fucking sucks. Yeah. And everyone hates being there, but they're putting on this like front like, oh, yeah, I love it. I feel great. It's like, no, you don't. You feel miserable and it sucks.
Well, yeah,
it's painful and we all hate it.
You have to drive or take the bus or train to then go exercise.
But there's the whole point of getting up to go do the physical activity.
Right.
Well, you got to talk yourself into it.
Right.
It's this weird mind game you got to play. Like, okay, dude, you said you're going to go do it. Go fucking do it.
Go fucking do
and
it.
And you're like, I can't. Why? I'm tired. Why are you tired? You said we were going to go do this. I know, but I'm tired. Why? Because it's early. Yeah, because you wanted to get up early. And like you have to yell at yourself like a kid. Like you're your own parent. You're like, God damn it. Get up and go to the fucking gym, you pussy. I'm like, right. Hey, don't call me that, man. Well, quit acting like a pussy and go to the gym. Like, oh, man. My version of that is like, go skateboard for an hour, you psychopath. Like, all right. Yeah, you're right. I should. For an hour, I skateboard.
Right.
At least 45 minutes. That's my workout routine. I'll go and I'll skateboard for like 45 minutes.
That's great.
It's just cardio. It's like cycling for 45 minutes or some shit, you know? It's like, or jogging for like 40 minutes or whatever.
Right.
And it's cardio. It's just good core workout. It helps keep you trim and whatnot. I don't do it every, I mean, it's not every day, but it's like every day that I can go skateboarding, I'll go for at least 45 minutes if I can. Or I'll try and do 30, whatever. But sometimes I'll just go for, like, because, you know, it's fun. So I just go for it. You've been skateboarding. I mean, it's on the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Again, Simmer Mike. Check it out. Simmer Mike is a YouTube channel.
You can see.
Just get for free and shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, if you're just getting into it.
Support us. Sorry, I don't mean to be so mean to you. I just want you to support us. Why don't you support? Why won't you give us all of your money? You know, we have a connection to the Lord that you don't. And you need to pay us so you can find a way to connect to God.
Right. We know, but you don't really know.
So you should give us money. See, that's the same argument the 700 Club has, for fuck's sake. Sorry. Taking it to the 700 Club on this episode. let's see. Who else can we alienate while checking in on our lives? anything else about your recent life living?
Recent life livings.
How's it going? Recent life livings? Good, yes.
Yeah.
Good, yes. Maybe.
Yeah, good.
Good.
Yeah, I can't really complain.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, we used to be full of complaints, both of us.
Right.
We're still full of complaints, but in different ways.
Different way. Yeah,
it's like we have different problems.
Yeah, I don't even feel like complaining. You know, I guess I could.
What?
I could complain, but it would feel like nitpicking, you know?
I complain all the time anyway. I'm just always complaining. Everything just is horrible. Everything's horrible. Everything's terrible.
Yeah,
everything's
awful.
Shit. Everything is just shit.
Horrendous.
It's fucking, everything's a waste of time and horrible. Sorry, guys. I hate to break the news to you people, but everything's bullshit and horrible. And you should just let go and give up and say, fuck it.
Well, yeah. Yep.
That's about it. Give up on life. Fuck it. And just go to the beach.
Yeah,
wherever the beach is, go to the beach. If you gotta go somewhere else.
Well, I'm kind of saying the same thing as you, minus the awful part.
Well, yeah, you're saying everything's great and you should go to the beach. I'm like, everything's fucking shit, go to the beach. Yeah. It doesn't matter. So we're kind of very, we're very Buddhist
saying,
in that sense.
I'm saying it doesn't
we're
matter.
We're being very yin and yang about this, yeah. Which is great. It doesn't matter. We're both reaching the same conclusion.
It doesn't matter. Go to the fucking beach.
Just go to the beach. You need to go to the beach. Whether you're pissed off like me or you're in a good mood like
go
him.
Fucking
go
fucking skateboard.
To the beach. Go do whatever you gotta do. Go for a walk.
Yeah.
There's your life. The more you know. Sorry. I wanted to see how horribly long I could go. About 4 or 5 seconds on that one.
Oh, nice.
Pretty bad. All right. Let's check in with me now. Ugh. Well, you pretty much heard it there. I've been skateboarding a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Been working on the show a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen some movies. We got a review coming up for Baby Driver. We saw Baby Driver.
Oh
my God, oh my God, wait.
Yeah,
wait until you hear us fucking just splooge all over Simon Pegg. Well, we've splooged on him before, but Edgar Wright this time, just splooging all over Edgar Wright in that review. So I'm excited about getting that up. We also have a geek out coming up just in time for the release of The Disaster Artist, starring James Franco and Dave Franco, the Franco brothers. Finally, it's Franco America on screen, people, in The Disaster Artist. So we've got a geek out on The Room, just random ass trivia, real fucking trivia from The Room, real shit that happened, and we couldn't believe it.
Right.
Like, we were literally like, no way, this is real. It's legit. It's all legit. This is on-set reports of what was going on.
Real
from
facts.
The book. It's from the book, The Disaster Artist. So, yeah, we were just like, no way. No way he did that. It's so, like, just wait till that comes out. Ooh, a tease. Look at us teasing them.
Yeah.
So that'd be a good time. Check that out when that's up. That's what I've been working on. Been doing, like, goddamn. Like, I had to get, like, clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, when you got to buy clothes.
Yeah, I know.
When you're a man, it's different for men than it is for women. It's like women are right. Like, oh, you know, you go clothes shopping. It's like, yeah, let's go shopping. I don't know how women are about shopping. All I know is that I fucking hate shopping. I hate it.
My mom seemed to like clothes shopping.
I hate shopping, even if it's for clothes. I fucking hate spending money on anything ever. I just hate spending money, period. Anytime I have to spend money, I'm like, fuck, I'm spending money. Fuck, this sucks. So. Right. That's how I feel. Like, so it's like clothes. It's like, you need clothes. I'm like, yeah, I already have clothes. It's like, yeah, but you need new clothes without holes in them. I'll just sew them up. Yeah, but okay, you've sewn these up so many times. Come on, Ebenezer Scrooge. Fucking buy some new clothes. You're working on Christmas Day, fucker. All right, me, calm down. Go buy some new clothes. So I finally went and caved and bought new clothes. And I was all pissed off about the clothes tax. There was clothing tax.
Clothing tax.
There was clothing tax. I'm going to be like, fuck you. Don't I need clothes to cover my body? Why are you taxing me on that, man? It's just a basic sales tax, but it felt like a clothing tax.
Right.
Regardless of that, I just hated it. I hated the whole experience. I'm there. I'm in the store. I'm buying. I'm like, oh, I got what size? Is this my size? Should I try it on?
Right, but it wasn't so much the store, right? It was just
like... No, it's just like, I don't like spending money. I don't like...
Yeah.
I'm like, and it's like I had the money to spend, and the whole point of the money was to get, like, the whole point of going there was to get... But I just got in, got what I could, and got the fuck out.
Yeah.
I think I did, like, I did enough damage within, like, less than... I think it was less than 40 minutes, maybe? I think the bus ride there and back was longer... than the time I spent shopping for clothes.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I'm not even kidding you. I think like taking like the public transportation bus ride there and back was longer than the entire time I was in the goddamn store getting fucking... And it's just like clothes for like, you know, like, oh, I'm going to go have a meeting, so I need to get clothes for meetings. I need to get grown-up people clothes, like business casual. And it's like, I just went and grabbed the shit. I'm like, this fits, this looks... Okay, done, go. Like, I'm done now. Go. Chalk it up to, like, whatever, like, good taste. Sure, if it looked good, then, oh, yeah, I got great taste. I just picked whatever shit I thought looked okay and got it.
Right.
And got the cheap shit.
Right.
And I was like, hey, this looks all right. And then people are like, hey, you know, you actually have pretty good fashion stuff. Like, what do you... No, I'm just grabbing shit from, like, whatever store is, like, everyone says, oh, go to H&M or go to whatever. I'm like, okay, And I go there and buy shit because it's cheap.
Right.
I'm not promoting H&M or Target or anything, by the way. But they've got great shit and it's cheap. That's all I can say.
Yes, we're not affiliated.
We were talking about Armando's Kmart pants the other day. Mm-hmm. Fantastic pants. Right. Got them at Kmart. I was like, no way. Those look great. Right. This is the fashion hour on Team Awesome Inc. We're talking fashion. Turn to the left, fashion. Turn to the right. Clothing shoppings was bullshits.
Yep.
I hated it, man. I hate buying. Because I'm like, look, I'm just going to wear this shit until it falls apart anyway. Just like the shit I already have. I'm like, I'm very utilitarian. I'm very much like, let's just take what we have and fix it. Like, but you need new shit. You need to have, you know, it's with clothes. You need to look like you're presentable. But I'm such a hippie. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like, to me, it's just shit you wear.
Right.
I don't know. Like, I just,
yeah, so that's it's my like, thing. Does any other animal wear clothes?
I don't, I know.
Why do we
well,
have
we
to
put
wear clothes?
Animals in clothes. We make other animals wear clothes.
Right.
To shame them. How dare you walk around naked.
With your dangly bits.
Ew,
dangling.
Your gross dangly bits. What were we going to say dangling about?
Dangling about.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain you were going that route.
Dangling about.
Dangling about. Causing all kinds of a ruckus with the shifting.
And the undulating.
And the shuffling. Disgusting. You should be ashamed of yourselves, animals. Put some pants on. Wear a shirt. Get a job.
Get
you
a
fucking
job.
Hippie.
Hate your life.
Yeah, hate your life. What else? Go to school.
Spend hours in traffic.
Get a degree and then get a job that has nothing to do with degree and spend the rest of your life paying off debt that you can never afford to pay off.
Get married, have kids,
and
then, have more debt.
Perpetuate the same cycle. You fucking loser. You fucking scumbag.
Peasant. Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you should do. That's the answer to life. We've pretty much given you a blueprint for life.
We figured it
in
out.
In our personal updates. You're welcome.
You know.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
We're fist bumping. You can't see this.
Animals.
But we just saved you.
Animals to
and
take
humans,
note.
Too. That's the secret to life for humans as well as animals, is that. Seriously, I'm starting to think that at this point. Sorry. So now it's time during the sound check where we do the shout outs. Are you ready to cut to that fucking song?
Yeah, I am.
Sound check, shout outs. Sound check, shout outs. It's a fucking sound check, shout outs. Fucking sound check, shout outs.
Bow, 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 bow.
Yeah. That's great. God, that, I, you know, again, I love them. I love him, but I hate him. I hate him, but I love him. I don't know. How do you feel about the? You don't listen to the show, so you don't. You can't answer me. You legitimately can't answer that question because you don't listen to the show. These people listen to us and they tune in,
right?
And you don't even fuck. I have to listen because I have to do the production.
I'm listening now.
Yeah, fuck you. By the way, you're not really listening anyway. Even when you're listening, dick. So. Anyway, guys, trouble in paradise, I see. Hey, fuck you guys. Nothing like that at all. Not at all. There's no Deborah. If there's no Deborah, then there's no fucking...
No Deborah, not now.
Not ever again. At least not for me. I don't know about you. You might be psychotic, but... Look, we'll tell you guys about Deborah later on. That fucking bitch. All right, guys. Here we go. We got some updates for you guys on the YouTubes. Again, go to Simmer Mike. That's our YouTube channel. That's get all of our shit, all the shout-outs. We read your comments here on the podcast, and then we direct you to... I know, it's weird. Why don't we just, on the videos, do it? But because the videos have to be a certain amount of time, and on the sound checks, we can actually take the time to get back to you guys.
Right.
So this is us trying to be considerate. All right? Wow. You know? Wow.
Wow.
Like, they're really on our nuts about this, you know? Like, I really feel like, wow. Okay, guys. So anyway, no, thank you for tuning in, and thank you for leaving your comments, and thank you for all of your support. First of all, Creepy Sexy Nerdy, a.k.a. Vanessa Burke, she's back, and she says, this looks great. What looks great? Oh God, I forgot what trailer that was. I don't have a connection. You're not helping, internets. What the fuck? This is where I'm like, I'm an old man. No, it's just not connecting to YouTube. Mm-hmm. Weird.
And the network is okay?
Yep. I'm going to put on it. Thank God these phones now have hype. So I've turned it on from power saving mode to regular mode. That didn't work. I'm putting it on ultra high performance mode, which is going to drain my battery within 10 seconds. So now let's see if it works. Wow, it's working really fast. Holy shit. Wow, high performance mode really works. Okay, well, that's a feature that surprisingly works very well. Here we go. It's too fast. Calm down, high performance mode. Jesus. Vanessa Burke is commenting on our rememory trailer starring Peter Dinklage and Anton Yelchin. It was, I believe, Anton Yelchin's last movie before he passed away. Mm-hmm. She says, this looks great. Also, that was really funny. I'd watch someone rape porn. What? Did we mention that at one point?
Porn. Rates porn.
The sexy bit of creepy, sexy, nerdy ? I guess Vanessa is talking about on her channel, Creepy, Sexy, Nerdy, she's talking about rating porn. I don't know if that's YouTube appropriate, Vanessa. I think you need to be careful.
Well, yeah.
Be careful with what porn you review. Maybe just how about the scenes between the porn? That's a funny thing. Why don't you try that, Vanessa? You should cut the scenes from porn where it's just the acting and you rate the acting in the porn.
Right.
I mean, I'd do it, but I'd be too busy jerking off to the actual porn that I wouldn't get anything done. So, you know, sorry. And you're welcome for that because you're probably more...
in control
more in control of your urges. So anyway, thank you, Vanessa. Vanessa's back again on the same thing. She said, oh, because we kept saying the dink. We said out of five dinks, Peter Dinklage is in that movie. She goes, I want some dink. All right, Vanessa, you calm down now. You're getting all Twitter-pated. All right. And by the way, hit us up on Twitter at Team Awesome Inc. We really appreciate that, guys. Hey, we've also got a comment on the. Remember that Marvel music video? It's basically a commercial. It was basically a commercial for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 on Blu-ray. But it was so cleverly done that. So we got a comment on our reaction. He said, "The guy sitting on the right looks a bit like Loki." Wait, is that me? Oh yeah, I'm on the right. Oh, what the fuck? Terrell 86. Wait, I look like Loki? Really? All right. Wait, the villain? I don't look like Tom Hiddleston. I look like the villain Loki. All right. There's worse things to look like. At least I don't look like the Abomination. I'll take that. I hope they mean Tom Hiddleston. Then Jinxie 712 or 712 commented on the same video of the Guardians music video. It was Guardians Inferno is the title. The song is a disco version of the Guardians theme, like the disco Star Wars theme. So remember so when they had the disco Star Wars theme, that's what they were doing. They were doing their own version, like if they were in the 70s. It was amazing. Yeah, that. So it's the actual Guardians theme. Thank you, Jinxie 712 or 712. We had no idea. Awesome sauce. Oh yeah, Creepy Sexy Nerdy's back. She says, fun fact about Di Antwood. We did a react. It's Di Antwood, I think, or Antwood. I can't remember. We did a video reaction to them. Fatty Boom Boom. Just because we wanted to, we've been doing more music video reactions as requested by other viewers, like do other music videos. We're like, all right. She goes, fun fact about Di Antwood. They tried to sue WB and David Ayer for stealing their style for Suicide Squad, even though Harley was styled after Debbie Harry. Not anything doing with Di Antwood. Debbie Harry.
That is a fun fact.
That is an interesting fact. They must have gotten confused as to what David Ayer was doing in Suicide Squad and their style in comparison. Anyway, she goes on to say, we should react to Cannonball by ZZ Ward. Okay. Yeah, if that's a music video to something weird, we'll do that. No problem. And then on our Dire Antwood reaction, we got Celeste. She just says, react to more Dire Antwood. Just do it.
She doesn't care what.
React to more Dire Antwood. It's like, all right, we'll try. I mean... I think they'll let us do another one. I hope they will. I mean, it's Zeff Productions, so it's up to them. Then we got Toby Weddington. He just says he can't wait for Madea. Boo 2, Madea Halloween. fucking Tyler Perry, we can't wait either for Madea Halloween Boo 2. So we agree, Toby Weddington. That I really do want to see that. That's like our generation's Ernest. Tyler Perry is our generation's Ernest.
Yeah.
He is. It's like Ernest Scared Stupid. It's like Madea Boo 2. It's like Ernest Scared Stupid 2. On our, we got comments on our Lolly. I just put it up like literally 40 minutes ago, I think, an hour ago.
Wow.
This is our Lolly, what is it? Baby K, Roma,
Bangkok.
We think is the title. Bangkok is the title. We know it's Baby K featuring Lolly.
It didn't look
But we
like
don't know if it's... It's in Rome, not Bangkok. So what the... Anyway.
Had nothing to do with
so
Bangkok.
So we got a comment on that. They just said, you guys should also react to Kesha's Praying. Weird visuals and also kind of life-changing. All right. No problem.
All right. Sounds,
done deal.
Sounds like LSD. Well,
we got some... Oh, nice. We got some videos. Remember we were asking for video suggestions? Well, they're hooking it up, man. Go Monica Body. Monica Body's back. She was the one who said the beast or the best. She came back and said, Lolly is the best. With a bunch of T's. With a bunch of T's this time. Awesome. No, because they're trolling us for making fun of the best, all the E's last time. Now they're trolling us with T's. Good job, Monica Body. Monica Body. We can't out-troll Monica. Monica's all over that shit. All right, then we got Thomas Hurtado. He says, hello, video reaction please to Lolly Unico. She is pop singer Argentina. Thank you. No, we know all... Guys, we know...
all the Argentinians.
We know. We know all about Lolly. We're the Lolly experts. We're the North American Lolly experts, aren't we?
Right.
We are. Who else is?
We are the
Who else has made that claim?
Number one.
No one
North
but
American
us.
Lolly experts.
We are the North American Mariana Esposito, a.k.a. Lolly Esposito, Argentinian pop singer, pop star extraordinaire, experts in North America. North American experts living in North America. Actually living in North America.
Yes, yeah. Home of Bigfoot.
Yeah, motherfucker. So if you're going to step up, you best know what you're coming up against. I'm glad they like the Lolly stuff. We like reacting to Lolly. We don't know what the hell. Like, we're appreciative of it, but I'm still confounded by it. I'm like, how does this keep happening? People really like us reacting to shit we don't understand.
Yeah, they seem
to. They like to watch us figure it out. It's like watching monkeys with a typewriter. They're like, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa. Will it write a word?
How does it work? How does it work? I don't know. Ah, whoa, it did a thing. Next thing you know, we're like writing a novel. We're like, does this joke make sense to you or should I punch it up? I mean, I don't know about the ending.
The boss is going to be really mad if we don't
fuck,
come up with something.
We got to get this episode up by the end of the week. Shit. How about, okay.
Do you got any more cigarettes?
Ghosts. We'll do a spooky episode.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's...
make it like kind of spooky, but then
brings
it turns out
view.
It's science or some shit. There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
a Scooby-Doo ripoff.
Then we'll explain
God,
it all.
Can we take a break now? It's been like 30 minutes. That's comedy writing, everybody. That's all comedy writing is. All right, sorry to talk shit about the industry we love and that we want to work in. But it's true. I mean, that's what a lot of writing meetings are, just waiting for food. Waiting for delivery. Seriously.
Donuts.
Yeah, oh God, coffee and donuts, motherfucker. Speaking of which, I could use another coffee hit up. Well, that's going to do it for this sound check. Shout out and sound check.
Check in.
And checking in with each other. Thank you guys again for all your comments and taking the time to get in touch with us. It means the world to us. It really does. We do this because we love to do it. We don't make a lot of money doing it. What we do make is
We make it,
and it goes towards the really the electric bill. Not really, you know, for the facility that we use, website storage fees. I mean, really, it covers the basics, but it's nothing that we can necessarily do every day. We want to.
Right.
That's what we're working towards. Right. But we may have some cool shit coming up soon to share with you about stuff.
We may.
But we can't talk about things still.
Yeah, still.
I know.
It's taking a little bit longer things, to get a conclusive.
You know, you're not supposed to talk about things unless you sign things.
Right.
Well, that's why we haven't been talking about certain things.
Okay. Because
things haven't been signed yet. And there's a reason why you don't. Remember, I said that's why we don't talk about certain things until you sign shit.
Right.
That this case in point. It's been a while. It's been a while. So we're going to leave
it at that.
You're right. But we got interesting, cool shit coming up that we're actively working on for the production that's really. I'm really excited about personally, and I can't wait. Involving projectors and video gaming and audiences and what? Audiences? Live? What do you mean live? Mm. What? Shut the fuck up, Armando. What the fuck are you saying? Huh? You saying that live shit?
I'm just talking
about audiences. Stop talking about that, Armando. God. Anyway, guys, quit letting the cat out of the bag. Dude, quit talking about the fact that we might be doing... anyway, not might be, but it's looking like we're going to... stop it, Armando! Yep. Dude!
Hey.
Would you calm down?
Armando,
calm down!
I will not calm down.
Oh, no, now he's getting mad. Oh. I was just kidding. Oh, shit, he's really pissed. He's hulking out! Nothing happens except he turns blue... And then he just turns blue.
I need water.
And he needs water. God damn it. All right. Well, that's going to do it for the sound check. I'm going to water the Armando. But don't forget, follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like that Facebook page. And, of course, download and subscribe for free on iTunes. As well as Podomatic. Here you go. All right. All right. Go to the YouTube channel, Zimmer Mike.
Yeah.
Click, subscribe.
Yo Tina.
Yeah, yotina.podomatic.com. Yeah. Thanks, Armando. Thanks, Hulk Armando, who's blue now. See, he just turns blue. He doesn't even like get superpowers. He just turns blue. It's crazy.
Twitter.
Oh yeah, follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. All right. Let's sit you down, man. All right, guys, it's gonna do it. Jesus, see, I told you. Like, you gotta watch it.
This has been Team Awesome. At Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.